Hello, fitness friends. It's Phil, and it's episode 146 of Give It a Row, the podcast. Now, today, it's the Monday after Christmas, and I have an observation to share. So, I'll give you some data, because I think the data gives an insight into the importance of maintaining, I use that word, maintaining a fitness regime. So some of you may know, if you've listened to some of the previous podcasts, yes, in one of the previous podcasts I shared that I went and played five-a-side football with a group of guys that were half my age. And you're going, I wonder what age he is. Well, look, they were half my age. And playing the five-side football with people half my age wasn't the problem. But pulling the hamstring, or I think I actually strained a hamstring in my left leg, was something I should have thought about before I did the five-side football. Now, I think actually the strain in the hamstring came from a rotational stretch, which is a very unusual movement for me when rowing is a very linear kind of sport. Very linear. The muscles kind of don't really twist. They very much just contract and stretch. But the observation and the data is, right, so I'll give you some insights, right. I am 51. They were 25-ish. My resting heart rate 3 weeks ago was as low as 51. That was my resting heart rate. And I know that my max heart rate around about 3 weeks ago was probably about 196. Now, some 3 weeks later, I've had to rest the leg to rehabilitate the muscle, and it's kind of just about there now, so I'm planning to go and do some gentle training again. But the result of the 3 weeks off has resulted on my resting heart rate going up to 61, 62. So that is from 51 to 61. It's a fairly significant rise. Now, there's another observation that I'll put into the mix here, is that having a regular fitness regime is very good at managing life, managing stress, and let's say a regular fitness regime allows you to moderate some of the behavior, they say, some of the behavior in your life. And for me, one of the things that training has always done is it always decouples the kind of the real life angst and stress in my life. It decouples it for around about 1 to 2 hours a day. It decouples it. I love that word, decouple. Kind of an engineering term, I think. It decouples it. It gives me, my mind, time to decompress once a day, generally once a day. And I haven't had that for 3 weeks. And the result is, and this is my observation, the result is because I haven't been able to decouple the angst and stress of day-to-day living, I've just kind of had to soldier on with this frustration of not being able to train, but also the frustration of life generally. Frustration, maybe that's no, or the dynamics of life. I haven't been able to kind of like have some time to switch off. So the observation is, first observation is, Phil, next time you go and play five-side football with people half your age, why not actually warm up properly and make sure you get some rotational stretching and movements into your legs before you go running around a five-side football pitch. The cages, as they're called. The other note to myself is, I've never intentionally, until probably the last 40 days, worn my Apple iWatch. I'm not selling for Apple here, but I'm just saying wearable technology is really becoming something in terms of health accuracy. Wearing that Apple iWatch for the last 40 days has given me a real indication of how my physical and mental performance affects my health generally. So note to self is keep physically fit and well stretched and look after yourself. To maintain a regular training regime. And three, it will reduce the stress on my heart, because obviously a lower resting heart rate is a really good indication of heart health, because if your heart has to work less to move your body, especially when you're doing very little, the resting heart rate component there, it's a really good indication of general health. Now, I say that because it's obviously, we're just coming into the end of the Christmas period and into the New Year period. And as a footnote, I had an inquiry on Christmas morning for Get Fit to Row. Interesting. But we're coming into the New Year period when people reset their thinking, possibly on work, life, what I call the spheres of influence. One of the big spheres of influence that will appear as a dominant sphere in the next 10 days is well-being, mental health and physical health. And look, if I'm not living the exact observation of why you should have a regular fitness, wellness and mental health regime, well, look, I am sharing that actually having a regular fitness regime, looking after your body correctly, looks after your mind and looks after your mental health and your general well-being really, really successfully. That is what I've learned and observed in the last 40 days, which I kind of think I already knew, but actually by getting the data in place, by studying and observing my resting heart rate, by studying and observing my behaviour, and by realising that by not having the regular fitness regime, the regime that I have always had for nearly 20 years of getting fit through rowing, or rowing, whichever way you want to view it, has a direct impact on my life. And I'd say it has a direct impact, therefore, on my quality of life. And if that isn't true... then nothing's true, but my quality of life, because I've injured my leg, because I'm not training, because I'm not quite as chilled as I could be, knowing what that hour to 2 hours a day gives me. I guess what I've learned is getting fit to row and rowing and fitness, those kind of like three narratives are very important in everyone's life. And the other thing I've learned, I think, which I never really kind of really, really thought about, because having wearable technology and, you know, this clever tech on my wrist, I've never really thought, does it have any real value? Does it really? I mean, you know, how many people have really, really studied their resting heart rate over a period of 40 days? Most people don't, but Apple does. Apple does. And if data is everything in the world we live in today, I've learned what Apple know about me that they're not telling me about me. Anyway, look, that's it. It's the Monday after Christmas. I'm going to go down to the gym and do some gentle exercise and get myself back into the mode, which is looking after myself. Anyway, look, have a great few days. Enjoy the Christmas festive period and the New Year period, and I will perhaps meet you at some point in the new year. Anyway, take care. Ta-da. Bye.